Hi, voiceover girl here. I think it might be confession time. It's been rather a long time since I've recorded one of these, and that's because I've been off the rails, off the wagon, all over the shop. I've not been doing very well. I started brilliantly. Well, what I can say is that not sticking to the low-carb diet actually isn't all that nice, I've decided. Aside from the fact that I have swollen up like a barrage balloon, I don't feel too good. I feel tired and sick and just generally really, really lousy. So I've started again today and I've had my scrambled eggs with a little tiny bit of carbs for breakfast, a Swiss crisp roll or something, I can't think what they're called, but fewer carbs and a slice of toast and a couple of small tomatoes, and that was really nice. And I'm going to have some salad for lunch and try again. The good thing about going off the rails is I think I've decided why I'm doing this, and I really do want to be slimmer and I want to feel better, and I was definitely feeling better doing the low carb thing. However, I do miss wine and I do miss ice cream, and having sampled just about every other terrible delight, I think I can honestly say, hand on heart, those are the only two things that I really miss. And if I know that, well, I can make a bit of space for those in my week somewhere. And after all, a glass of red wine is good for you, isn't it? So I'm back on. I've put on 5 pounds, in case you're wondering. I'm hoping that a good 3 pounds of that is just water, but who knows? Oh, and I've been so dehydrated. As soon as you get out of the habit of drinking gallons of water, oh dear, and I've been replacing it with tea, and oh no, 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 no. So actually I'm quite grateful to be starting again. The downside is I'm going to London tomorrow. I've got to be there at 9, so I'm leaving here at some ridiculous hour. And I'm not quite sure how I'm going to eat sensibly tomorrow. But I will do my best, and I shall report in soon. So this is slightly fatter voiceover girl, hoping to be quite a lot thinner soon. Oh, and hopefully in February I'm going to New Zealand because my best friend is getting married, and if that's not an incentive to shift that last pesky stone, I don't know what is. So I will keep you posted.